Okay.
I learned reading and writing, which, you know, in the young days, maybe I don't have to tell you, we came here, I was a grown-up boy, we had our mind in girls already at that time, so the schooling was very... What I picked up, my help helped me when I was working with gentle people most of the time.
Would you say that's how you... Would you say that you learned to write and speak English mostly outside of school or
well,
mostly in school?
Speaking, I learned mostly at.
And writing?
Writing in school, yeah.
Would you say you had a lot of... you worked with Gentiles?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you see them socially?
Socially, yeah. I planned we were working from 2 to 3 on the first beginning. I was only maybe 4 Jews.
And you and your brother were 2 of them.
Well, my brother quit. My brother went in business for himself. After he adjusted me, he sent me down there and he sees I got a job. And he went out from there.
You didn't have any Gentile classmates at McKelvey, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
It wasn't just for immigrants. It was Gentile, too.
Was it night school?
Night school, yeah.
Did you, how did your Gentile classmates treat you?
Well, I didn't see any discrimination. I didn't see anybody should laugh at us or something.
Did you see them outside of class, like socially?
Well, outside of class, no. Usually we used to go out between Jewish people, we used to go out socially.
I see. Did you didn't have any cheder or any Hebrew school in America?
No.
In those early days, did you like music?
Well, yeah, for a fact, my early days when we came here, a labor license used to be in Miller Street, a group of us, young people, lunch people, we bought a Victrola, we took up dancing.
Uh-huh.
So it looked to me like we were interested in music. And,
did you go to the Yiddish Theater?
Oh, yeah.
On Center Avenue?
Yeah.
And lectures?
Well, usually we used to go on the labor license for lectures. I don't remember what kind of programs they had at that time, but we used to go on for lectures.
Was much of your life sort of centered around the labor lyceum? Is that where you went to discuss things and talk things?
This was like a hangout, Center Avenue, around the labor lyceum. Was
there any other place where you went just to talk?
Well, we used to have in Center Avenue, the Arya Kaufman Center, we used to go once in a while here to listen. Because it was very hard for young boys and girls, especially girls, but we did have time after work, because we started working, you know, right away. And we ought to make up our minds, we have to make a living out of that before we were married.
I was just wondering where you met, where your meeting places were.
Our meeting places was mostly in Center Avenue around, I would say around a bar, but that time was no bar. Around a confectionery store, around the labor license, used to come girls and boys together.
Did you use the library in those days?
No.
And remember what Pittsburgh newspapers you read?
In the beginning, we used to read the Jewish paper, the Forward.
Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh paper.
Well, the press, as soon as I started being, my eyes open, I could read, the press was the first thing.
Okay. But did you go to lectures at the Labor Lyceum, too, in a conference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you think of yourself as a religious person when you came to America?
Yeah, I had to, because my father was a religion. Of course, as time went on, maybe it went away a little bit. But when I came, I had to be a religious, because my father was a religious.
Particularly what way?
Well, kosher kitchen, going to synagogue.
Often,
yeah. I wouldn't say every time, but often. And as I started working and being mingling between the gentle people and a little bit tied down.
Did you change in those early years?
Oh, yeah.
Particularly how?
Not so being tied down to the synagogue, not be able to go in. Maybe the prayers, like I used to pray every morning, maybe later on we start working and having in mind girls and thinking about getting married, maybe this forgot. So it's died off a little bit.
Tell me about did you attend a synagogue in those early years?
Did I come here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What one? Do you remember?
Kesserteuren. Kesserteuren. We used to call it Kesserteuren, but I believe in English you write it Kesserteuren, which my father was a member there. It was up in the hill in Webster.
Do you know how you spell that?
No, I couldn't.
Okay, I remember someone else telling me about it. Say it louder on the mic one more time, then I'll be able to maybe spell it from there.
Yeah,
just pronounce it once more.
Kesserteuren.
Very good. All right, remember what it was like, what it was like, and how often you went?
Well, we only went to Saturdays.
Uh-huh. And what was it like? Do you remember?
Well, it was a nice synagogue. Was built nice with cement steps. Inside was nice. It was a nice temple.
Okay.
A synagogue, or not temple, but called a synagogue.
Synagogue. Do you remember what observances you carried on in the home in those early years?
At home?
You know, the religious observances.
Yeah, well, my mother was, rest in peace, she was benching licht for Friday, kosher meals, Shabbos, Sabbath was like a Sabbath.
Holiday.
And maybe I would sneak away from Saturday and do some things which she wasn't supposed to see, but was in the house, was supposed to be religious.
Very good. Did you have any change in health coming to Pittsburgh, or coming, the new different climate, the different food? How did it affect you those early years?
Myself?
Yes, just you.
Myself. Well, affect me in the beginning, I didn't notice, but as in in 10, 15 years, and also stomach developed immune with food. Couldn't agree with me.
Do you think
I don't know if it was a change of food, but
Didn't have the immediate
immediate reaction I didn't notice. I was healthy and didn't bother me. But later on, 15 years later, what caused this, if Pittsburgh food or American food made this change, I wouldn't know.
Okay. When you needed medical care in those early years, where did you go?
That time, medical aid, we used to go to a dispensary because I was a small provider. We used to go to Montefiore Hospital.
I see. And do you remember anything else about that? You went to the outpatient department there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were the first organizations you belonged to? Synagogue, you already told me.
Synagogue, yeah.
Talmud Torah, Zionist group, labor
group? No, I didn't have any. No.
No groups?
I was too much tied up at work. I didn't belong to any groups.
Did you belong to any organizations that gave charity?
No.
Did you contribute to charity in those early days, or to Pishkis or anything?
We used to have a Pishki in the house, which any donation was going in that Pishki. We used to give to the synagogue.
Do you remember who gave you the Pishkis?
No, I don't.
Okay, where'd you go to have a good time?
To have a good time? Used to be a Zionist. Tell me about Zionist. Will you excuse me for
things to do? You were telling me where you went to have a good time in those early days.
We used to have a Zionist hall. How you call that place in Center Avenue still? Zionisten. We used to have going in for dances sometimes, remember? There on the Villa Street. I believe it was a Zionist hall. And then we used to go on the labor license. We used to have often.
The Zionist hall was on
the Villa Street, yeah.
Right. And you went to the
labor license in Miller
social?
Street. Yeah, social. We used to have dances there.
Okay.
Which I was interested in it.
Did you participate in sports?
No.
None at all?
No.
All right. Now, before you were married, you went out with girls and fellows, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know about the Y, MCA, the Christian Y in those early days?
Well, I heard about it, but we never went there.
You never used it?
Never used it.
Did you ever use any agency, any Jewish or non-Jewish or Jewish agency to help you adjust to life in America?
No. Mass.
Okay, you've already told me the local meeting place, so I'm not going to ask you again. How did you meet people in those early years? Through work?
Through work and through going out after work, socially going out into this place, like I told you, dancing. We met boyfriends and people, but mostly through work, I would say.
And the people that you made friends with, do they remain long-lasting friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't change around too often. The fact that we have boyfriends, friends now, they're still associating with them in the early days, yes.
Were you friendly with non-Jewish people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You told me that you were. Okay. You told me that you had your two brothers and your parents. Were you social, very social with your family?
Oh, yeah.
Did you celebrate Seder with them, or whom did you celebrate?
Every year.
With your brothers?
With my family, yeah.
Did you keep up contact with people in Europe?
No, we didn't. No, I didn't.
No. All right, now you're an American citizen.
Right.
How did you become an American citizen?
Well, first year with the choir for first citizen papers, 5 years later I knew become a citizen, so I had no trouble at all.
I see.
I had witnessed a couple of people in work. I was working in Armas and I became a citizen.
Okay, when did you first vote?
First vote? Let's see, I would say 5 years later after I came in, 1928.
Well, that must have been an election year.
Yeah.
It was an election year.
I don't remember that, but I know.
You were eligible to vote.
I was eligible to vote, yeah.
What party did you belong to?
The Democrat.
Do you know why you chose that?
No, I don't. Okay. I really don't know why.
Were you ever active in the party?
No.
Okay. Now tell me how you met your wife. When and how?
My wife I met in 1922, yeah. It's only
same
a
year?
Same year when I came to this country. Maybe we started going to school. She didn't go to my school, but after school we used to meet in Santa Revenue, I told you before. And
is that where you met her? Met her in school?
Met her coming home from school. I used to go to McKelvey School. She used to go to Franklin School. Uh-huh. And as in the evening, because boys and girls used to, instead of going straight home, we didn't go home from school. We went, not people go in a salon.
Yeah.
And I had a boyfriend. The boyfriend knows her. And little by little, we started going.
Okay. So how old were you when you were married?
Well, I was married in
24
years.
Okay. And how old was she?
2 years younger, 22.
Okay, and what year were you married?
1926.
Okay. So you knew each other for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think if you'd stayed in Europe, you'd have had a prearranged marriage?
Say it again.
No, a matchmaker. Do you think if you'd stayed in Europe?
Possibly, yeah.
Do you think you would have?
Possibly, yeah. I used to hear the stories from my father and mother. They had a matchmaker. Maybe I would.
Was your is your wife in the same country in Europe?
Yeah, Russia.
You think that had something to do with, did you particularly want to marry someone who was from Russia?
No.
From your own?
No.
Nothing to do with it, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you, or not you, but did your friends or family marry Gentiles?
No. Now.
But I mean those early years.
No.
Okay. What do you think your problems of adjustment to marriage were in those early years?
The problems to adjustment?
Yes.
Well,
the marriage. You know, the problems of adjusting in the marriage in those early years.
The adjusting was in my mind is be able to make a living, be able to have a decent place to live on.
Well, I meant so many young couples have trouble, you know, starting. It's difficult. They have problems getting along with each other in the early years.
No, we didn't have no problems.
All right. Who made the decisions in your home?
Well, we both.
Both of you.
Both.
Do you think this was about the same situation in the home you grew up in?
Yeah, I would say so.
Your parents both made the decisions together?
Because I remember when anything had to be done, they talked to them, my father and mother talked to them.
Tell me about the schooling your children had.
My children, well, my boy didn't have too much.
You have how many children?
A boy and a daughter.
You have two children. All right. So,
My boy just made the grade school, and he didn't go to high school. My daughter graduated high school.
What about a religious education, a Jewish education?
Well, they knew they're Jewish, but they're not too much religious. They knew they're Jewish.
Did they go to...
They had bar mitzvah. Oh, yeah, they go on bar mitzvah, they go on shul on the high holidays.
Okay. Just about finished.
Keeping kosher home.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Very kosher.
Do you think you raised your children differently than you were raised? Do you think what were the big differences that in the way you raised your children and the way your parents raised you?
Well, I think I raised them different, with more understanding, and I give them a little bit more what my parents gave me, or I added my parents.
In what way?
In one way, they were able to do more. I couldn't afford to do things I want to do.
But you think they still were able to do more for them?
Yeah.
Well, I think the understanding is certainly the biggest thing you can give your children.
Well, that's all.
You're able to talk to them, probably.
Talk to them, explain to them, this should be done, this shouldn't be done, and I think it was done.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
None whatsoever?
No, none whatsoever, no.
I just have to find you. You're just so cool. Yes, all that for that.